T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
President Biden expected to push vaccinations for the federal workforce today. Meanwhile, here in California, public worker unions are pushing back or dragging their heels over vaccine recommendations. For more, we go to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and our insider, Phil Mateer. Phil, this is starting to get into like dicey workplace issues with unions, and then it starts to get political.
That's right. Now, a lot of people thought that we got the vaccine, everybody was just going to go out and get it. And for a while there, the only question seemed to be whether there was enough vaccine available and enough places putting shots in people's arms in order to beat back and get everyone vaccinated in a herd immunity. That isn't proving to be the case. We're having a resurgence among the unvaccinated. And to the surprise of many federal, state, and local officials, many of the state and federal and local workers are not getting vaccinated. In San Francisco, for example, they did a recent survey, and 45% of the workers said either they weren't vaccinated or declined to say whether they are. So now we're starting to see movement, the federal and on the state level, saying that you either get the vaccination or you have to go out and get tested regularly and wear a mask when you come to work. That's not a mandate, okay? That's not a mandate. It's sort of a halfway between. We're still going to accommodate you. You're still going to have a job. In San Francisco, you could get to continue until the vaccine is approved by the feds, and then you have a couple of weeks after that, even for critical workers to get vaccinated. And the unions are pushing back. They're saying, hey, wait a minute. First off, you know, is this right? Second of all, if we do get vaccinated or we don't get vaccinated, let's say we don't, Holly and Phil don't get vaccinated, we're supposed to go to, let's say, Walgreens or someplace and get tested regularly. Who pays for those tests? Who pays for us and the time off we take to go get tested? That's what's called meet and confer. People are going to sit around and have to hash this out. Meanwhile, the surge continues to surge.
And labor unions are very good at meeting like that, too. And obviously, like you just mentioned, they're pushing back here in California. So how much sway do you think they have over the recall election, though, if they don't like the governor's message here at the state level?
Well, they do have sway. I mean, state workers are already unhappy because they got a 10% pay cut during the COVID when we thought we were going to have a big budget deficit, and now everybody's got money left and right. So Gavin Newsom, you know, he's got a lot of the support of the local labor unions. He's good. Some people aren't happy with him, but he's got a lot of support there, Dan. What they're dealing with, however, is just trying to get it done. The idea, because they're not going to, it looks like they're going to mandate it. And, you know, if there's any way that probably the biggest reason to get vaccinated right now is the surge going on. In San Francisco, 80 people are in the hospital. That's twice the number of last week. By tomorrow or Monday at the latest, we're probably going to have a mandate in San Francisco and other counties around the Bay Area for indoor masking. Meanwhile, the vaccination is still out there, and you're right. The recall, the vaccination of the city and state workers, people not getting vaccinated is still out there, and the recall's in the background. You put it all together, and you've got a quiet crisis going on that's bubbling up all over the place.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.